Hurricane Katrina's floodwaters drowned untold numbers of people, flooded the city of New Orleans, and swamped countless smaller communities along the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. A long musical tradition links water and tragedy, and the disaster of Katrina will doubtless inspire many mournful ballads. In this week's What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center about one song and its story, we hear a centuries-old legend of water and death that has evolved into one of Latin America's most popular folk songs.
My name is Cipriano Vigil. I'm from northern New Mexico in a little community called El Rito. I'm a musician, a composer, I write a lot of music, but I emphasize mostly my music on the traditional folklore of northern New Mexico.
Todos me dicen el negro llorón, negro pero cariñoso.
I am the dark one, but I am very lovable. I am like the green chili, hot but delicious.
Chile verde llorón, picante pero sabroso.
There are so many versions all over the world, but the New Mexico version is where this young woman was married to this handsome young man. They had two children, and then when the children were probably about 6, 7 years old, the husband left the woman for another woman, and then the mother blamed her children for that they were the cause for the husband leaving her, so she went and threw him in the Rio Grande. After she threw him, she had a change of heart, but it was too late. The myth or the legend is that you could still hear her crying, running up and down the Rio Grande looking for her children. And the myth has become that where there's a body of water, you'll find La Llorona there. Children are taught at a very young age about the myth of La Llorona. And when I had family, I started using the same thing. Every time we would go camping, we would go by the river, and I would tell the kids, you never want to go out by yourself in the dark by the river, because La Llorona will get you. When I'm singing the song, I feel like I'm right there. I'm actually seeing the whole actions of this lady throwing her children in the river. I can see her expressions in the face. I can, in a sense, feel the longing that this lady had after she did this tragic thing with her children, you know, for something that love brought about.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitas of the Western Folklife Center.